doggones. People call them doggones more than anything else.
All right. Now, the big piece of it, when you put a big piece of wood in there, in the
backlog.
Okay. And what kind of wood did you use to get a fire started?
Oh, the user tried to keep fire most of the time, covered up with ashes. I don't just dry kindling or something that way, anything get dry to kindle for it.
Right. And then now later, after you the fireplace was later replaced by another kind of heating. What kind of heating did you have after that?
Well, we never.
Before.
I don't believe I ever burned somehow burned coal in the house. The last house I built burned some wood and coal both in it, but I don't believe I ever had any.
Did you ever have any kind of stoves?
A heating stove?
Yeah.
Nothing on this.
Or how about cook stove?
Cook stove. I had the cook stove in the kitchen. Used wood in it.
Did you have a Did you use a fireplace for your heat up until TVA came in there?
That's right.
You were still just.
I used the fireplace for heat they came in for moving forward. One, I guess I used it in the new house I built for 10 years.
Uh-huh. And in a cook stove, you want to get that stuff out out of that black stuff in the pipe is
soot,
and the stuff in the fireplace called that you sweep out.
Well, just have to sweep that out and.
Yeah.
Some kind of container and carry it out.
What do you care? What do you call that stuff that you take out of there? That's just the
soot and ashes out of.
Yeah. Okay. And now, what kind of things did you have to sit on and in your house?
Chairs, just common chairs, or maybe a rocking chair. Made something similar to those over there. Of course, not as nice as that. That's the old timey chair. I've got a chair carried down the basement the other day. I bought it. I say what I seen an old man as old as I am. I thought he'd be as old as I am when I was just a kid rocking him.
Yeah.
My wife bought that to sell somewhere, and I got out there and tried to clean it up. I couldn't get cleaned. I was going to clean that chair up. But I couldn't do nothing with it much, and it tore up. And I took part of the basement yesterday. I may get it out someday. I'll try to.
A piece of something like this would be called that you're sitting on, is it?
Well, couch is what most of us call it now. We didn't have anything like that. Mm-hmm. I tell what I mean in the first house.
Sure.
This year's been this. You're talking about this. This has been redone twice since I bought it.
Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about all of the tables and chairs together, you'd say those are all different pieces of
tables and chairs.
Just for different pieces of fur.
I've got out here now a little old table. I don't know where we got it at, but I've seen a lot of them sitting on the house. We have had them. I bought this to sell something similar to that, but it's just an old homemade. Table. That's
well. How about in the bedroom besides the bed? What else did you have in there?
Bed and chairs is the biggest thing.
Uh-huh. How about the things you kept your clothes in?
Well, it's just in fact, the businesses kept them in what we call chests, just a wooden chest mostly. They would hang them in the closet summers.
Now, a closet, when you talk about a closet, are you talking about something that was built in?
This is what now in that old house was a stairway. Where's that for you? That was a stairway, you know, I told you, we called it a store and a half, a stairway. Went out, Tim was about the center here.
Mm-hmm.
Stairway went up here and came out in